Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if anyone that is there who shares in your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter its town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to your feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was in college, about 8 years ago this summer, I went to England for a two-week trip with my college. It was a real exciting trip. It was a summer thing that Oklahoma State did every year that about 20 kids went on, and I got to be one of them 1 year. We studied sports, which was weird for me because I'm not interested in sports, but even still, it was a wonderful trip, and I got to be at Cambridge. I got to sleep at Cambridge, study there, and go explore the town around it. This was my first real international trip, the first time I was getting on a plane and going across an ocean. And I looked up the rules for my ticket and how I was going to get there, and it told me that I was allowed one bag up to 50 pounds for free. Well, I'd been given 50 pounds, and I was not going to take any less than what I was given, so I packed myself a 50-pound bag. I packed more than one pair of shoes, at least. Lots of clothes, toiletries. I do have a lot of hair, so I need a lot of shampoo. I even packed a hairdryer. And let me tell you this, I have never in my life used a hairdryer regularly. But I thought maybe I'll need it while I'm in England. A hairdryer. Plus all the adapters and my books and all the things that I was going to need. I had my 50-pound bag when I landed in London. And then I had to take my 50-pound bag onto the tube, then onto a train, and then wander through the streets of Cambridge, a town that I did not know my way around, still don't really, to find where I was staying. A little hidden away place that you had to really kind of know what you were looking for. I pack lighter now when I travel, but I know what it was that made me want to pack for every eventuality. You see, I like to make sure I've got stuff. I've got what I need. If something happens, I'm prepared. If for some reason I decide to start blow drying my hair, which takes like 2 hours, I have a lot of hair. I'm ready. Jesus sent 70 disciples out on a trip in our gospel reading today. And guess what he told them? He did not give them a 50-pound limit on their luggage. take no extra pair of sandals, no purse, no food, just go. I cannot imagine how vulnerable those disciples felt. But what if I need extra money? What if I need to stay at a hotel for a night or an inn, probably? What if I get stuck? What if I get lost? What if I need to blow dry my hair? Okay, they didn't need to blow dry their hair. Jesus sent them out like lambs among wolves, he said. He sent them out vulnerable. It's hard to imagine our God allowing us to be vulnerable, but this is what Jesus did. He said, go to the towns. Stay where they welcome you in. Eat the food they give you. Be paid in room and board, not in money. But Jesus knew not everyone would welcome them. Jesus knew there would be towns that were not ready for him, that did not want to let him in, or his people. Just last week, we read the story just before this, where there was a Samaritan town that did not want to let him in, and James and John were ready to call fire down on that town. But that's not what Jesus sent them out for. Jesus sent them out to make ready the way of the Lord, not to decide who was in and who was out, to live among the people who loved Jesus and call fire down on those who rejected them. Jesus sent them out like lambs, without protection, without money, extra sandals, extra packs of food on their back, because the kingdom of God was with them. And he told them to tell them, every town they went to, the kingdom of God has come near to this place. The kingdom of God has come near. In the towns that accepted him, they taught, they healed the sick. As the disciples were thrilled to find out, the demons listened to them in the name of Jesus. But even in the towns that rejected them, the towns Jesus knew would reject them, we were not ready for them. He said, say to them, even as you leave, because don't stay somewhere you're not welcome, but even as you leave, tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. It's a normal human thing to want control, to want to be able to plan for every eventuality. Me, I love a plan. They're great. I love lists. I love packing lists, even when I'm packing lighter. But Jesus said you don't need to plan for every eventuality. You simply need to go. Some will welcome you, some will not, but go and show them that the kingdom of God has come near. Jesus sends us out too. He sends us out into the towns around us, into our neighborhoods. God sends us out, not with all the control over who will accept us and who will reject us. He didn't give that to the 70 disciples either. Not with every eventuality planned for, every step mapped out. But God sends us out, says, go. Walk amongst the people. Tell them that the kingdom of God has come near to them. Some will accept you and some will reject you. Both ways, the kingdom of God has come near to them. Offer them your peace. And see what amazing things God will do. At the beginning of this story, Jesus tells the disciples that the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. Now, few is 70 people that were following Jesus right then, so it's a pretty plentiful harvest. You see, that's the good news in this story. The disciples were not the ones who were in charge of saving souls. The disciples were not the ones in charge of the growth of the harvest. They were just called to go out to the people who were already ready. The people who already were ready to know God, to meet Jesus the Messiah. God does the growing. God does the hard work. And God sends us out to meet those people, to build relationships with them, to eat with them, to stay with them, to get to know them, and to show them just what the kingdom of God looks like. When they come back, they're excited about what they had done. They said, "Even the demons submitted to us," which is great. Jesus tells them, "Yeah, I knew they would do that." But that's not the real exciting part. The exciting part is your name is already written in heaven. The disciples came back and they were talking about their successes. But I have to imagine they had a few failures too. A few missteps. People who looked at them like they were the crazy people coming into their town and wanted nothing to do with them. That's what going out into the world is like. People react to you differently. And Jesus knew about all of these missteps and successes, the good and the bad. And that is the good news. It doesn't matter the good and the bad if there's more or less of one or the other. Your name is already written in heaven. Jesus didn't send them out with a bag or shoes or extra food. But Jesus did send them out with a promise that they were saved, that they were loved, that their names were written in heaven. That even though they were lambs among wolves, vulnerable, going to be rejected, despite all of that, before all of that, their names were written in heaven. That same promise applies to us. God sends us out, vulnerable, yes, unsure of exactly what the next steps are and the steps after that and the steps after that. But God tells us to go. This is the kingdom of God. Go, take it amongst your neighbors. Take it out. Share it with those who are ready to share with you. And no matter what happens, if something doesn't work, or if something's incredibly successful, if more people join the church or fewer, your names are written in heaven. Nothing takes that away. Sometimes it's hard to be a Christian, and especially to be a Lutheran, because we're real big on the fact that we can't do anything to save ourselves. And it'd be way easier sometimes if we could have a list of things that we could do, and if we get them right, we get to save ourselves. But that's not the promise we have. The promise we have is our names are written in heaven. We are God's. And so we can go out without our 50-pound bags, without our extra shoes and our hair dryers and our defenses and our ideas of exactly what this should look like. We can go out, meet the people we meet, and let them know that the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God that heals, that loves, that teaches one another how to live with one another. The kingdom of God that writes our names in heaven before we do anything to deserve it. The kingdom of God that is so big and plentiful that we will never be done working in this kingdom. Amen.